You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. When the Lord said in this verse 7 to Joshua that he must be strong and be courageous, I thought that it was because Joshua was going to fight war. You know, if you are going to fight a war, you must be very strong and you must be courageous. But it was quite interesting to see that what followed that was that God was saying to Joshua, he must be strong and courageous in order to obey the word of God. Brethren, it takes strength and courage to obey the word of God. The reason many believers have remained stagnated is because they do not have the courage to obey the word of God. There are many truths that people know today. They know this is the truth, but they don't have the courage to do it. I have spoken to pastors about some of the things they teach, and they will agree with me. They say, see, we know what you are saying is the truth. We know this is what the scripture teaches, but we cannot do it. The system we are, we cannot do it. So they continue to deceive people. They continue to preach something that is not substantiated by scriptures, because they would rather please men than be courageous enough to obey the word of God. Many people cannot say certain things today because they are afraid of one general overseer, one papa, one bishop, one pastor, one set man there that may not like what they are saying. Brethren, it takes courage to obey God. It takes courage to do the word of God, to obey the word of God. There are things God has been saying to you. You have remained disobedient. You have not carried it out because you are afraid of the opinions of men. That's why the Lord said you must be strong and be courageous. That's why Paul was praying for the church that they will be strengthened with might in the inner man. You need strength in your inner man. You need to be courageous to obey the word of God. When the scripture says, love your enemies, but you are praying for your enemies to die. You say your spouse is wicked and you can't love your spouse, but it says, love your enemy. Did you know that it takes courage to do that? It takes courage to do good to somebody that hates you. It takes courage to pray for somebody that despitefully uses you. Brethren, we must be strong and courageous. You see, when we think of being strong and courageous, you are thinking of men doing exploits, going all over the place. But you see, in heaven, the people they refer to in heaven as people doing great exploits on earth are people who are strong and courageous in obeying the word of God. I have seen people that they've received clear instruction from the Lord, but they refuse to obey it. And they just continue to live like that. And they know God told them this. They know this is what God expects of them, but they don't want to do it. They are not strong. They are not courageous to obey. So God said to Joshua, he said, only, that's all you need. Only be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Say, don't turn from it. Don't turn from right. Don't look at people's faces. Obedience to the word of God is a personal matter. Why are you afraid? Why would you rather please men than to obey God? What can a man do for you? Brethren, the real courage you need in your life, the real strength you need in your life is the courage and the strength to be able to obey the word of God. Jesus said, he who hears my word and do it is the man that is wise, that is building his house on the rock. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.